Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord,
and the people of God, bless.
If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything.
Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter.
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, family. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are. Amen. Knowing God has kept us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome
thank
this morning,
you,
family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. I welcome everyone on the line this morning. Good morning, good morning. I have a bit to do this morning, so I won't be before you long this morning, but I wanted to make sure I did get on the line with you this morning. So we just thank God for this day, amen. We thank God for this opportunity that we can come and we can receive, amen, that we can come together as a family on one accord with all faith, with our combined faith, trusting God for a mighty move. So good morning, amen. Good morning, Aunt Bernadine. Good morning, Aunt Classy. Good morning, Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth May. Good morning, Jamel. Good morning, hallelujah, Aunt Vera and Cousin Bonnie. Good morning, Cousin Erlene. Good morning, hallelujah. God bless you all this morning. I pray all is well with you. This morning we want to hear from you. I will pray and then I will close out the call because I do have some business I need to take care of this morning that has to be done this morning. So you all bear with me this morning. Amen. Good morning, A. Bernadine. How you doing this morning? God bless you and welcome.
Good morning to you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Father, I'm thankful. I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I'm being blessed. And I'm thankful.
Amen.
I love you, love you, love you.
Oh, I love you too, A. Bernadine. God bless you. We love you so much. So good to have you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless your daughter. Continue to keep her, Lord God. Amen. Continue to be her strength, oh God. Continue to be her peace. Continue to be her way. Be her life, oh God. Be her truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Well, I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and all that you love and concerned about. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We thank you, Lord God. It is you that keeps your daughter. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't get it. Come on there. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Aunt Bernadine. Good morning, Aunt Classy. Good morning, Aunt Classy. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good this morning. I thank God for waking me up, closing my right mind. I want to say good morning to my family. And I love all of you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Love you.
God bless you and keep you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. We love you so much. Aunt Class, so good to have you back on the line. I had an opportunity to speak with Aunt Class this week, and it was just a joy to be able to speak to you. Amen. And I just thank God for you. We love you and lift you up right now and all that you love and concerned about. Every last one of your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children, grandchildren to come. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to be her strength, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for healing, oh God, that you will restore her health, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve, every bone in her body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare healing right now, amen. We decree and declare victory over your life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you, amen. It renews you, amen. Hallelujah. It reconciles you to God, amen. It makes all things new, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now restoration is taking place. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now that healing is springing up, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, and that I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, come on in. Right there where you are, just rejoice. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is with you, and if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Always walking with you. Amen. Always there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor.
We love you so much. And we thank God for you. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Brenda Gellin, Ancient Christian, man. God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. To God be the glory. Well, we had a little visit to the ER on Thursday. My mom had another fall with the sitter, and, well, she didn't break nothing, but she did bump her head. They took a scan of her head and everything, and they said she was fine. But this morning when I looked at her, she's got a little black eye this morning. So we just pray all is well. We just pray all is well. All is well.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gill and Auntie Ruth and May. We love you so much. We just come lift you up this morning. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name right now. Oh, Lord, we come believing and trusting you, God, for a mighty move in the life of your daughter, Ruth and May, in the life of your daughter, Brenda Gill, in the life of their children and grandchildren, in the life of her husband. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, let your peace reign, oh, God. Lord, I pray that you will continue to guide and instruct and lead them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in the way that you will have for them to go, that they will truly be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray right now, oh, God, for healing, oh, God, for our sister in Christ. Amen. Ruth, amen. We pray, oh, God, that you will heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray that you will be her strength, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you'll be her keeper, oh, God. Amen. Hallelujah, because we know, oh, God, that only you can keep, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray that you encamp your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers and harm in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your hand continue to be upon their life and the life of our children. Amen. And all that she loved and concerned about. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you for your help. Amen. We thank you for your ever-present help right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So, Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene in everything that's concerning that you turn it all around for the good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents against our life and those that she loved and concerned about lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them and protects them, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against them, hallelujah, you shut and shoot up in them. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Even right now, God, we just want to say thank you that you're healing her body, amen, that you're strengthening her bones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you're restoring her mind, amen, to the day of our youth. And we just want to say thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We stand in faith on this line. Amen. Hallelujah. We will not be moved up. Devil, you a liar. Ha, shut up, oh, shit. If God said it, it shall be done. We stand on the promise of God is yes and amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, we will not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will not bow down to what the devil is trying to say, what the enemy is trying to speak. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you because you've given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing in our life, and it shall be established in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we decree and declare victory in the life of Ruth Amanda, in the life of Brenda Gale, in the life of her husband and children, in the life of her grandchildren, in all that you love and concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We don't have to wait till Sunday to shout. We're going to shout right now, knowing that the victory is already won. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your hallelujah, for your shed blood, for the finished work on the cross, that you said it is finished.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We bless your holy name, God. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we lift you all up today. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, out of us today. If you would just take your right hand and put it on the shoulder of your mother and decree and declare the healing, decree and declare rest. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that her eyes are opening right now, that she can see beyond the natural through the supernatural. That she thus said the Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Satan, loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Father, for she's a child of God, blood washed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yay.
My Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Holy you are, God. Holy you are. Right time, right time. I don't know. Yes, Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. No more falling. Amen. No more setbacks. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare. God's angels are kept around us, holding us up, protecting. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, when a woman or man tells me that if you are there, God, that you send your angels to encamp around us and people about us. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank
yes,
you, hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
we bless your
praise.
Name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
And we decree and declare it is so, and all is well. All is well. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy you are, God. Mighty God you are. We thank you. And we receive it right now because we believe. We come believing on today. Hallelujah. We come believing on today, oh God, that you're already working a miracle in us and for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you because of Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth. May we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. If you're just now getting on the line this morning, God bless you and welcome. I'm not going to be on the line this long this morning. I do have some business to take care of this morning, but I did want to get on to be able to pray with us all here this morning. Leaving nothing undone. I'm on an assignment, and I must be in position. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything else can wait, but what God has called me to do, I must be in position to do it. Amen. So God bless you. I thank you, family, for being with me this morning. Amen. Amen. God bless you again, Cousin Brenda Gale, Auntie Ruth, and May. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we're always praying for you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Jamel, God bless you, my daughter. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am doing great this morning.
I
can't complain.
Amen, amen.
Just
thank God
for my kids and my husband this morning.
Amen, amen. Let us lift you up this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come lifting up your daughter this morning, oh God. Lord, for you have appointed her for such a time as this. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to pour into her great and mighty, oh God. Lord, that you would open up the channels of her spirit so that she can receive all that you have, oh God. Fill this, your temple, with as much the kind of glory as possible, God, that all that's around, oh God, will, hallelujah, will be able to receive that glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, see you in the unbelievable. Ask us, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, the protection, oh God, the health and the strength, and the blessing upon the life of her husband, and the blessing upon the life of her children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine position and order in her life, oh God. We pray, oh God, right now for the position of her husband. Lord God, because you have called man to be the head and the priest of his home. Amen. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will position him, oh God, that he would be able to receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ all that you called him to be, oh God, in his home. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that he will call upon you even more, God, even in this hour, God, amen, that you'll call him now and tell you this day that he may be able to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will open up doors that no man can close for you, doors that no man can open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, open up doors of blessings, doors of good opportunities, good relationships, oh God. Open up doors of financial increase, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for opening doors, oh God, that you're walking through a new season of fruitfulness, amen, hallelujah, and blessing that coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let peace reign in the life, oh God. Let it receive your peace, oh God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, fill it with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Let children receive the joy. Let a husband see the joy. And all that you love, oh God, even that you speak to, and they will be filled with so
was born. When you called her the joy child, that she would bring joy into the life of those that she come in contact with. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help her. Help her to hear more from you, oh God. Help her to see, oh God, all that you called her to. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remove every spiritual blindness, every spiritual deafness, every spiritual illness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let her hear you more, God. Let her feel you more. Holy Spirit, move on her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, that she was just going to take off and run. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you called her to run a new race, oh God, and you already decree and declare victory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare today that you're victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen. And you have to remember today, Janelle, that great is he that's in you, that he is in the world. Amen. And just speaking it and knowing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
Lord, I pray that you anoint your hands. That whatever she tells you to do for you, oh God, that it would truly be blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, order her steps. Oh, Lord, help her. My Lord, my God. God is going to give you visions. Jamel, you ought to write these visions down. Come and watch them come forth in the name of Jesus Christ. You ought to pray for these visions for 21 days that God is going to give you. Amen. Write them down and watch them manifest. Just stay and live in faith and watch God do it for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Not your way, but the way that God is going to do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we thank you for signs and wonders. We thank you, Lord God, for miracles about to happen in the life of your daughter. Because the one that gives you faith, it shall be established. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we stand your promise on yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to know. Hallelujah. I don't care what man says. If God be for you, who can be against you? I don't care what the doctor says. If God says that's what you're here, I don't care what they say. If they say you ain't got good credit, if God says you're credible, guess what? Then you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I understand man have. Hallelujah. God man, according to condition. But I want you to know that God triumph over all. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call all that the man that man say. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, he said, I want you to understand that the Sabbath was made for man and not Sabbath. No, the Sabbath was made for man, not Sabbath for the man. Hope I ain't getting this mixed up so y'all can understand me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, so Sabbath was made for man, and man was not made for the Sabbath. That's how it goes. The Sabbath was made for man to be able to rest. Not man made for Sabbath. I want you to understand this today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Rest, Jamil, and know that God has you. Rest and know that God has you and God is for you. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. Good morning. We're doing good. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're doing good this morning. God is good. Your sister's saying good morning here. Yeah, we had a pretty good week, so everything is good. The cold is just going away. Thank God, it's slow but surely. And just keep us in your prayers for our help and strength and watch over us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Like, Amen. I understand. It's hard, you know. It's a hard job, but it's a wonderful job to be able to be a care to your mom. But it's a job. So we just pray for my aunt.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you both.
Thank
we
you,
love
honey.
You. We thank God for you. We thank God for healing. We thank God for restoring, for restoration for your life and the life of your mother. We thank God for restoring your children, restoring your husband. We thank God for all that God is doing. A lot of times, because we can't see it, amen, it's hard to receive it. But I want you to stand that place of faith, because the Bible says we as believers, we walk by faith and not by sight, amen. And though we can't see it right now, we're trusting God for it, because it's just around the corner. If you just can believe it and keep walking, though you can't see the corner right now, it's there. You just got to keep moving. Hallelujah. Keep trusting God as it moves. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because God is able to heal, to restore. Amen. Direct and deliver. In the name of Jesus. What that we cannot do. See, I want you to understand. See, we as people, we do what we do what is possible for us, what is humanly possible. And God comes in and he does the impossible. I want you to understand the Bible says, he said, when man is impossible, with God, all things are possible. So we do what we can possibly do and have peace in that that we are possibly able to do as humans. And then just trust God to do the impossible. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is still working miracles even right now as we're on this live today. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. And then trusting God for the Lord, because we serve a God of more than enough, who he's able to do more than enough. We just take that little bit that you have right now. That little bit of food, amen. That little bit of money. That little bit of joy. And God will multiply. Yes. He will increase, because he is God of more than enough. So he'll make it more than enough. You'll be looking around and saying, how? But God, amen. You're going to get the telephone. I want to get you to understand that. You'll say, but God. Hallelujah. 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 You get excited when you're hallelujah, when you're testifying and say, but God. Knowing that God stood there. That he turned the thing around. That he made it more than enough. That he turned the earth into a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Where there was peace, now there was peace. Amen. Where there was sickness, now there is healing. Amen. But God is a God of more than enough. Amen. So we just do what we can possibly do. Amen.
Yes,
so stretch yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go broke. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just trust God in it. Amen. Right there, because you do, we do what is humanly possible, and trust God for the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. See, if you don't mind, you can possibly do it. You can lay down and rest and watch God step in and do the impossible. Hallelujah. All you can do is just trust him and rest. Don't worry about it all night and day. Hallelujah. Don't lose no sleep. Just lay down and rest and watch God do the rest.
Thank you, Lord.
See, we won't tire him to do it while we want him to do it. But if you just lay down, that time will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way. Whatever way, hallelujah, you want me to go, whatever it is that you want me to do, however you want me to do, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, because I know it's for my good, because all good things coming from the Lord. The Bible said that he will not hold any good things from us as his children, amen. So we just thank God for his goodness on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we lifting up your daughters and say, oh God, we lift up Laverne and your daughter Sarah, God. We lift up her husband Jerome in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up her daughter Centrica. We lift up her daughter Angela, God, and all that they love and concerned about us. We lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God, that you restore our lives, oh God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will operate with the peace that cometh from you, amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh Lord, we pray that you'll do a new thing in the morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you would change, oh God, and make it more like you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we thank you on a faith that, Lord, when you bless God, bless them. But in your multiplying, oh God, multiply them as the sand of the seesaw and the stars of the sky. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen your daughter as she continues on in the time that you blessed her with, to be a caregiver to her mother. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to operate with your power and wisdom and counsel. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, send your warring angels to stand, hallelujah, and be a hedge of protection around
plan of heaven, that there will be no perforation or penetration to these heads of potential. Send your hallelujah, your mystic angel, God, as you sent to your son Jesus, when he was, hallelujah, when he was in the mountains of God for 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, oh God, the Bible said that God sent his angels to minister to the Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would send your angel, oh God, to minister to your daughter, oh God, in a time of need, oh God, in a time that you feel like you can't keep on keeping on, oh God, that you will send your angels, oh God, to strengthen her in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I decree and declare, for the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. He leads me. God is still Lord. He restored my soul. Hallelujah. He leads me down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. I speak it into your life now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you are just receiving us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you're just receiving for your husband, receiving for yourself, receiving for your children, receiving for your mother, receiving for those who are never concerned about, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they may be saved, that God would deliver them out of their troubles, as he did it for Lot. Hallelujah, because the Bible says that God remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out.
Yes,
hallelujah. Nobody but you, God.
Nobody but you, Lord.
And we just want to say thank you, Father. We just pray that all is well with you in your house. All is well with you and all that you love. All is well with your mother. Hallelujah. All is well with your daughters.
Thank you.
All is well with your husband. Amen. Hallelujah. All is well with you.
Thank you.
And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your daughters. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Indeed.
To God be the glory. Amen.
God
amen.
The glory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
you Hallelujah.
So much. Thank you. Thank you.
We bless
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, we love you.
Thank you.
Lord, we will let the Lord. More of you, Lord God. More of you,
thank
Lord. Purify, sanctify mind and thoughts, oh God. That we
thank
keep
you.
Our minds stayed on you, Lord God. That our thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Devil, loose
thank
your
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive our peace right now.
Thank you, Lord. We are healed in the name of Jesus.
Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are healed. We thank you, Lord, God, that you're with us. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Cousin Bonnie, we love you so much. You're so needed and so wanted, and we're so grateful for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Hallelujah, God.
I've been good, and I'm doing great. Sitting here thinking, God, I just can't thank God enough for bringing us through another week. Grace
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Been keeping us because we can't keep ourselves. It's God's grace that we even move and sit and stand whatever we are doing. And
my
this
Lord.
Song, it's an old song has been on my mind, and it makes you stop and think. And I'm sure a lot of you are with this song. It goes like, Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Yes, Lord.
There's a precious fountain, and it's free to all, and it's a yielding stream, and it flows from out. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
And praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And it never runs dry. All we have to do is call on.
Oh, yeah.
Always watching us, y'all. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
All
thank you, Father.
Jesus. We're blessed.
Yes, God.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
That's it. I'm just overwhelmed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. We
thank
receive
you,
it in the name of Jesus. And we just thank
yes.
God, oh, Lord, that you are our keeper. Amen. Hallelujah. How many want to be kept? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank
yep.
God in the keeping. Amen. We lift you up this
yes.
morning, Cousin Earlene, and we just thank God for you, Lord. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless her and keep her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare shalom, prosperity, and peace are yours through the
yes.
hallelujah, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You are a saint of God, a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You have a covenant with God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare your covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that you walk in a covenant of all the days of your life.
Yeah.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you enjoy shalom, prosperity, peace, and safety all the days of your life. That you walk in covenant, amen. That you're faithful to the covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. That you have a covenant of shalom, peace, and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will continue to restore her, God, that you will continue to
yes.
keep her, amen, in the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus Christ.
Please.
Lord, as she seek your God, that she will be able to receive
yes.
from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Divine direction and instructions of God, what
yes.
you will have for her to do, amen, and that she will be able to fulfill
yes.
every assignment that you place before
every.
Her, God, that you will continue to be her strength, amen, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you bless her with long life, oh God, hallelujah, and as she grow, oh God, that she'll grow stronger than you, amen, in
please,
the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Please.
Oh Lord, Cousin Earlene, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Cousin Kim,
thank
God
you.
Bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm in the park.
Cousin Kim? All
right. Oh, good morning, family.
Hey, good morning. God bless you all. Thank God for another day. Thank God that everyone is here and all is well. And for my cousins that are, you know, caregivers to their mom, thank God for them. And just asking God to each and every one of them and cover you also, you know, as you pray for us. And it's just a glorious day, and I have no complaints. God is good.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Cousin Kim. We lift you up right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would continue to guide and keep your daughter. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would teach her wisdom, ways, and lead her in straight paths. Amen.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 right now over you. The Lord's wisdom will save your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for an understanding heart for you that is enshrined in wisdom. Amen. I pray that you would tune your ears to, hallelujah, to the wisdom of the Lord, our God, and concentrate on understanding what thus said the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you would continue to bless, oh God, with your wisdom, oh God, for it's more profitable than silver and its wages are better than gold. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let wisdom multiply her days and add years to her life, oh God, and those in her family and all that she loves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to help her, help her children, help her grandchildren, help her brothers, oh God, and all that she loves and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you will move swiftly in everything that's concerning your daughter. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and turn it all around for good. Amen. Every curse has been sent away, oh God, or sent away of our children or grandchildren. Oh, Lord, we pray that you turn it around to be a blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory over your life, victory over your children, victory over your grandchildren, all that you love is concerned about. Victory is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it right now. And we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus'
Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. Amen. That we decree and declare victory. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you in the name of the Lord, cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, cousin Kim. Amen. Ain't T. Ruth,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Ain't Eliza, thank God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I'm doing good. I don't have no complaints. I just thank the Lord for what he has done for me.
Yes, I'm thankful
what he's doing for me today. So I can't ask for too much more. I have my two nieces here with me today, and they're just a blessing to me.
Amen.
So we're here at the table, drinking coffee and eating breakfast, and
that's
God,
a blessing.
God's good. So I can complain. It's well with my soul. I'm thankful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for you, ain't he? Ain't Eliza, thank God bless you. We thank God for you. We love you so much. We lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lift up your daughter this day, oh God. We pray that you would continue to be her strength, oh God. Be her peace, oh God. Be her guide, oh God. Instructed by your Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let her receive the blessings of Carmel and Sharon. Let it be upon her life even right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let those blessings also, God, be upon the life of her children and grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the excellency of Carmel will be upon our life, amen, according to Isaiah 35:2, let our life be a fruitful field like Carmel, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, let the beauty and fruitfulness of Carmel be upon our life, oh God, let our life be green and flourishing like Carmel and Sharon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, and blossom it shall blossom, amen, this is your promise to your daughter, amen, because your kingdom, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, water her life, oh God, and let it blossom like Carmel, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
we decree and declare joy, unspeakable joy in your life.
Hey.
Oh, Lord, let joy and rejoicing increase in our life. The joy of Carmel and Sharon, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the majesty and glory of Lebanon be upon our life, oh God. Let our blossom, oh God, of desert place, the heart blossom as a rose, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, let your praises manifest in our life, amen, that anyone that's around, oh God, that they will know that she is a child of yours. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We decree and declare that she is blessed, that you are blessed, that you're healed, that you're delivered, that you're set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Lord, we thank you for our freedom. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your daughter, Eliza. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for keeping us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, Eliza. We love
you
so much, and we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hey. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. It's good to be back on the line. I just want to thank God for you all. I'm so happy for my family. I just like a special prayer on my family and that all is well.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. We thank God on this morning. We thank God for your life. We thank God for keeping you.
Lord, yes. We just want to say thank you, oh God, for your servant, oh God, who has a heart to serve, a heart to give, oh God, a heart to stand on your word, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God,
thank
that you will continue to be her strength, oh God, that you will continue to keep her, oh God, instruct her in the
yes,
way that
yes,
you will
yes.
have for her to go, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord,
yes,
we pray
Lord.
For all that she loves and concerned about her children
yes.
and grandchildren, oh God, and her aunts and uncles
yes.
and all that she loves for the God. We pray, oh God, for
yes.
their protection, oh God. We pray for their
yes.
healing and their deliverance right now, that you will bless them and keep them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as I pray, oh God, that there will be no less of your goodness in the life of your daughter, son, Denise, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the glory of Lebanon come into our life right now, and in the life of our children and grandchildren and all that she loves, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the excellency of the cedars of Lebanon come into our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, see the majesty of Lebanon because of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, let even her clothes be scented. Let
yes.
the cedars of Lebanon, amen, let the strength
yes.
of Lebanon flow into our life, and in the life
yes.
of our children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, in your blessing, oh God, bless your daughter, son,
hey.
And hallelujah, when you multiply, oh God,
yeah.
multiply her with our goodness and our favor, oh God,
yes.
with our wisdom and knowledge
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
My Lord, my God, fill this
yes.
year, oh God, with as much of God of glory as possible, in the mighty
yes.
name of
yes.
Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
And we just want to pray, we decree the fact, healing to your body, to your bones,
yes,
peace
Lord.
To your mind, amen,
yes.
joy in your spirit,
yes.
in the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus Christ, receive it right
yes.
now, in the name of Jesus Christ, is yours, your name
yes.
is on
Lord.
Your own, amen, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus Christ, devil, you
yes.
can't
yes.
have it,
yes.
you
yes.
can't
yes.
take
yes.
it away,
yes.
because it belongs to you,
yes.
underneath,
yes.
in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus
yes.
Christ,
yes.
Lord,
yes.
we just want to say
yes.
thank you for your gift of salvation,
yes.
hallelujah, God,
yes.
we bless your holy
thank
name,
you,
and it's in Jesus' name
yes,
we pray,
Lord.
And we bless you,
Lord, hallelujah.
Amen, amen,
hallelujah.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. And it is so.
Yes.
And it is so.
Hallelujah.
And it is heavy
for
the Lord. Oh, taste and see
yes,
that the Lord is
oh,
good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, how great is our
thank
God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
How great
yes.
is our God.
How good. Yes, Lord.
How great is our God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
We can't thank you enough,
Lord. Hallelujah.
If it had a thousand things of peace, we still
yes,
can thank you enough,
Lord.
But yet, still, we thank you, Lord God. It's nothing that we
yes,
can give
Lord.
Or do, oh God, that can match all that
thank
you have done.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
The only begotten Son, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit,
yes.
we thank you, Lord God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord,
hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let continue praise and thanksgiving be in our mouth. We rejoice
yes,
in the hearing
Lord.
And the calling upon your name, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ooh, my
you.
Lord, my God. We bless
yes,
your holy
you.
Name, Father. Hallelujah. All things
thank
that God
you.
Created is beautiful
yes.
in his sight. I want you to understand
thank
it and know
Lord.
A lot of us look at our body image and we begin to shame our own self. We begin to talk down on our own self and how
thank
we look and
Lord.
How we shape. I want you to understand all things that God created, he created it beautiful. And if you understand it and know, you won't try to look like everybody else. Amen. You won't be trying.
All right.
Maybe I'm speaking to myself this morning. I want you to understand that everything that God created, he created it beautiful. So we are beautiful
hey.
In God's sight because we are God's creation.
Yes.
So we all created
yes.
beautifully.
Yes.
Amen. You are beautifully yes. and wonderfully made by God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You weren't supposed to look like what you see on TV.
Right.
You
all
are
right.
beautiful, made, and created by God.
Yes.
So we are beautiful in God's sight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All things that
yes.
God created is beautiful
yes.
in his sight. God
thank
bless
you.
God keep you.
Yes.
We love you so much,
yes.
Cousin Shawn Denise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said maybe
bless
I'm talking
you.
To myself
bless
when you realize that you are created and you are beautifully made and created by God. And in his sight,
yes.
we are beautiful. All that God
yes.
created, his creation
right.
is beautifully made. So we are beautiful in God's sight. I hope this helps somebody today. You ain't got to try to look like and fit into what the man say is beautiful. It's supposed to look like you're already beautifully and wonderfully made by God. Receive that today.
Yes.
Amen. We try to do a whole lot of things and try to
yes.
look like something else. But God already created you beautifully. You're beautifully made and created
yes.
by God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Wow.
Check out the man
who
never looked in the mirror before. A man or woman that never looked in the mirror before. They just got up every day, got their self dressed, they combed their hair, they brushed their teeth, washed their face, put on their clothes, and never looked in the mirror. Hallelujah. They knew they were already created. Amen. And made by God, beautifully made. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Amen. God bless us all. Amen. Ooh, that's your home with me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you, Mama. Welcome. How you doing and how you been, Mama? Carolyn? Hallelujah.
Good blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good because I'm alive another day. So I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Amen. Amen. Yes. We're doing good. I'm doing good over here, Mama. So good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. We come lifting you up this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would continue to bless your daughter, God, as we come to Zion, to your holy mountain, oh God. Let the blessing of Zion be upon the life of your daughter, Carol, oh God. Oh, Father God, Lord, we pray, oh God, that for deliverance for her life and the life of her husband and children and all that she loves and concerned about, oh God, anything that's not of you, oh God. Oh, Lord, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so that she can receive from you. Lord, we pray for the God's decisions, oh God, for her life, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will lead her, that she'll be led by the Holy Spirit, amen, and no other spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to Zion and say, you command your blessing, even life forevermore, for the life of your daughter, Carol Dillard, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your presence be upon her life continuing, and let your blessing be continual in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as she seeks to do your will, oh God. Hallelujah. Let thy will be done in her life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, let her receive the blessing and favor of Zion, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, there's no mountain that's only in Zion. We are standing to dwell in your holy hill right now.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let everlasting joy be upon the head of, hallelujah, of your daughter. For she has come today to Zion to receive from you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let gladness and joy overtake her life. Let gladness and joy overtake the life of her husband. Let gladness and joy overtake the life of children and grandchildren. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, even right
in the
there, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Even in the life of grandchildren to come up, let sorrow and sadness flee away right now. In the life of those that she loves and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us sing in the height of Zion. Hallelujah. And the goodness of the Lord shall flow over her. Hallelujah. Let her soul be like a water garden so that she will sorrow no more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let healing come up. We call upon you, Jehovah. Deliver us from everything. Hallelujah, known and unknown to man, every ache, pain, and discomfort. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, speak to the blood on today, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our heart beat with the rhythm of life, oh God. Let restoration come, oh God. Restore, oh God, all that the enemy has taken away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, restore health, restore peace, restore kindness, oh God. Restore business, restore marriages, oh God. Restore relationships, amen. That the enemy has caused division of separation. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, make her a peacemaker. That she will pursue peace always. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Let her receive fresh oil upon her head, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Purify, sanctify, mind, and culture. That her soul is holy, pure, and righteous unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hiya. My Lord, my God. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would bless her with long life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That you would bless the days of her life, oh God. Hallelujah. That hallelujah, in this time, oh God, that she would seek you even more. Hallelujah. That she would do your will even more, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God, that she would pray, oh God, in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. That she would pray in spirit and in truth. For your word says, oh God. Hallelujah. We ought to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh Lord, it's my prayer that she would worship you in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's my prayer that a husband will worship you in spirit and in truth. It is my prayer that our children will worship you in spirit and in truth. It's my prayer that our grandchildren and great grandchildren will worship you in spirit and in truth, that they will have a true relationship, an intimate relationship with you, amen, in the mighty name.
name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I declare and declare victory over your life, my mother. I declare and declare healing, peace and joy in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray right now that God will remove every spiritual deafness, every spiritual blindness, every spiritual numbness to his word. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that your steps will be ordered by our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. That we will not take anything, not take one move until God says move. If God says wait, that you will hear from him and wait, that it will bless your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And that it will bless the life of your children and all that's connected to you. If you would just hear what thus says the Lord and be blessed in it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank the Holy Spirit of the living God that speak and move right now this line. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name.
You,
and it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Thank you.
Amen,
God
amen,
God.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, shout out by the city. Oh, my Lord, my God.
Thank
we bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. It's my prayer today that we would get closer because we used to be closer in prayer. But the enemy came in. Hallelujah. But if you allow the enemy in at any, hallelujah, just a little bit, hallelujah, he would get in and he would wreak havoc. And if you continue to allow the enemy to wreak havoc in your life. And I see it, Mother. I see it that we're getting farther and farther apart. Hallelujah. When we used to pray together, understand God has called me to you. Hallelujah. Though you birthed me in this world, he's called me to you. And there's a work that, hallelujah, that I must do in your life. Not in my own will, but God's will. I just allow God's will to be. That's my prayer. Whatever the enemy has said, hallelujah. Whatever the enemy has called, whatever it is that's unsaid. Amen. Because there's things that are unspoken. Amen. And this is how the enemy operates. I pray right now that that very thing be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. And our prayer life together will be restored. Our time of ministry together will be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Of
I speak restoration to our relationship. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord God, that you have, hallelujah, exposed that thing right now. Hallelujah, that it may be rooted out and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for your Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you. God keep you. And I think anyone that's on this line have children. And the enemy has caused division of separation. And sometimes it's just that unspoken thing. Hallelujah. That you will receive deliverance on today. That you will be delivered. Amen. That God will restore that relationship between you and your child. Amen. Between you and your sister, whoever is on this line. And you realize that. Especially if it's a relationship, hallelujah, to operate. But according to the will of God in prayer and in his word, you got to understand the enemy does not want us to come together. He does not want this line to exist. He does not want family to come together and pray. And agree, and touch and agree. He wants us to be at odds with each other. Amen. But if you understand and know that you're overcoming in Christ Jesus, that you're victorious and you have the power and the authority, hallelujah, in your mouth, in your working in you right now, that you can decree a thing. I want you to understand it works in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Don't let it just keep going. Don't let it just keep on going. Say, I'm not going to say nothing. They ain't said nothing. I'm not going to go to them. I'm just going to keep it like it is. I'm just going to just don't say nothing. Just be quiet about it. And we're going to ignore the facts of what the enemy is causing, wrecking havoc in our family. My Lord, my God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you, Mama. I love you. I thank God,
God bless
for
you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. I'm feeling good in my body, and I want prayer for the line and everyone on the line. And God love you, and we love you too. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We love you so much, Cousin Dorita. Hallelujah. Cousin Dorita, where you from? Where you live at right now?
Indiana.
You told me before.
Gary, Indiana. Yes.
Indiana.
Yes.
Gary, Indiana. Amen.
Yes,
my mom always say from Houston to Louisiana, but we have
Indiana. She's in Gary, Indiana, into Indiana. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We lift you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up your daughter this day, oh God. And, Lord, we pray that your peace will continually, hallelujah, bless her life and the life of her children, oh God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you will continue to be her strength, oh God. Lord, let all waste places become like Eden, oh God, in our desert, oh God, like the garden of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as she has petitioned to pray for this line and all that's on this line, oh God. So we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you increase us in love, oh God, increase us in patience, oh God, increase us in thy goodness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in your protection, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that there is no ruin in our life, amen, but we receive and walk in the blessing of Eden, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us be like Eden, oh God, amen, like a water garden, like a spring of water, whose water fell not, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 58:11, amen, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, and we ask, oh, God, hallelujah, that you would continue to guide your daughter, oh, God, instruct her and her children, oh, God, that you would continue, oh, God, that your continued hand of protection would be around them and keeping them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Lord, we pray for restoration of her limbs, oh, God, that she restore, oh, God, hallelujah, restore her legs, oh, God, that she be able to stand strong, oh, God. So, Lord, we pray that strength be in our bones, oh, God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every tissue, every nerve in her body, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare restoration, amen. We decree and declare victory over you right now, Doretha, hallelujah, all that your love is concerned about, and it is so, and it shall be, no other, amen, in the name of the Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, that God is the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless the family. I'm getting ready to wrap up here on the line. And I pray that all was blessed this morning by the word of the Lord and all the prayers that went forth on today. The scripture I'm going to be sharing this morning is coming out the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Amen. The scripture is going to be coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. The Bible says, now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? And Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Amen. So all that we've asked in prayer today, if you believe it, you shall receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I just want to give you an understanding of the scripture today, to understand why did Jesus curse the fig tree. This was not a thoughtless or act, or angry act, but an act out parable. See, Jesus was showing his anger at religion without substance. See, just as the fig tree looked good from a distance but was fruitless, hallelujah, I want hallelujah, come on, family, on close examination. So the temple looked impressive at first glance, but its sacrifices and other activities were hollow because they were not done to worship God sincerely. See, if you only appear to have faith without putting it to work in your life, you are like the fig tree that withered and died because it bore no fruit. See, genuine faith means bearing fruit for God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, many have wondered, when we look at verse 21 as I get ready to wrap up here and close out in prayer, many have wondered about Jesus' statement that if we have faith and don't doubt, we can move mountains. Jesus, of course, was not suggesting that his followers use prayer as magic and perform different acts of constituency, mountain moving acts. You know, instead, he was making a strong point about the disciples' lack of faith. What kinds of mountains do you face? Have you talked to God about those mountains in your life? How strong is your faith, amen, to move these mountains, hallelujah, that's in your life? As I wrap up the inscription, verse 22, this verse that says, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, hallelujah,
you will receive. This verse is not a guarantee that we can get anything we want simply by asking Jesus and believing. God does not grant requests that would hurt us or others or that would violate his own nature or will. Jesus saving is not a blank check, family. I want us to understand, to be filled out, hallelujah, by our request. We must be in harmony with the principles of God's kingdom. See, the stronger our belief, the more likely our prayers will be in line with God's will, and then God will be happy to grant them. Amen? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. As I close out this prayer on today with this family, I pray that you're all able to receive on today every prayer that went forth for you and your family, your household. May it be done unto you according to your faith and all that's in your household. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us pray as we close right here. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We come this day, O God, with all faith, believing you and trusting you, Lord God, for a mighty move for all that's been deficient before you this day, O God. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, to be changed on this day, oh, God, that we can be more like you, Father God. For you are the potter and we are the clay. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, God, that make us new in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you for, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, though we leave this line, but never your presence. We thank you, Father God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, I thank you for the life, health, and strength of my husband and children, oh God, my grandchildren, and all that's on the line, my mother and brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles and cousins, near and far, Lord. I pray, oh God, for a mighty move of their life, oh God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that your hand of protection be around us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, and heal, deliver, and change our lives from today on. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and warfare, and to win the battle, to leave the race over us right now, and to fight the warfare, oh hallelujah, and win, and release the fight to press on in the power of your spirit, and to win, because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. Let us to be able to press on and to win, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for our Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you for the God. That is still in Jesus' name. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. Amen. Breakthrough in our strength. Breakthrough in our healing. Breakthrough in our finance. Breakthrough in our relationships. Breakthrough in our deliverance. Let it take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. I declare in the prayer, Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12, that your healing water flow into the life of your children, that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. From every spirit of depression, oppression, fear, anxiety, worry, and the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, and the spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, and the spirit of every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of destruction, spirit of death, spirit of hallelujah, not poverty and death, every spirit of operating our life outside the Holy Spirit, that we be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We bless your precious name, Father God. We decree and declare that all is well with us. Oh, Lord, we ask that the wicked be purged out the land right now. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice. We receive your loving kindness every morning, and we thank you, Lord God. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Let your light break forth in our life as the morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning, oh, Lord. Lord, you're going forth. Lord, this prepared us this morning, and we pray that, hallelujah, you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain, upon the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you visit every morning, we thank you, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy, new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, oh God, it's you that restored our soul, amen, it's you that have kept us. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. Hallelujah, you awaken our ears and hear us, oh Lord, and we thank you. We decree in the prayer according to Psalm 91 and we will not be afraid of the hell that flies by noonday or the terror that comes at night. Lord, show forth your salvation in our life from day to day. God, and those in our family, oh God. Oh Lord, in your blessing, oh God, bless us, and you're multiplying, oh God, multiply us, and the storm of the sky and the sand of the sea show up, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. We're in Christ, and we're anointed and powerful people of God, amen. We're joint heirs, hallelujah, with Jesus, more than a conqueror. We're doing the word of God and a channel for his blessing, hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are blessed coming in and blessed going out, amen. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not the knees. We don't owe anyone anything but the love, amen. He has given us power to make wealth. We dwell in the secret place where we have his protection and provision. God is our refuge, our fortress, amen. We're not afraid of the snares of fire. No evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh your women. God has given his angels to over us, and they are bearing us up right now in his hands, amen. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:9 establishes us. They were a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Oh, Lord, glory to your name. And we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the blessing of the Lord, and make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, oh God, that we have favor in thy sight, oh God. And we decree and declare on today, hallelujah, that we are beautifully made by you, oh God. For we are your creation, oh God, for good works. And we thank you, oh God, that your goodness, hallelujah, that goodness and mercy shall overtake us all the days of our life. That there's no lack of your goodness. Hallelujah, that we drink of the cup of the blessing of the Lord our God, amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we pray let that be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, that you pour our blessings upon our life, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. So, Lord, we thank you for the overflow right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us and those in our family and all that we pray for today and all that we love in our going and coming on today, Lord, oh God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies. Those of us that will be traveling on the road today, oh God, let us receive traveling grace and mercies. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our home and all that's in it, amen, over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take on today, or those in our family may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, huh? And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, answers for us, huh? We plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for restoring our health. We thank you for restoring our relationships, oh God. We thank you for restoring our finances and support. We thank you, oh God, for restoring us, oh God, to thy goodness. And we decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for divinely intervening and turning it all around for our good. Hallelujah, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I do want to lift up Sister Sharon Gordon on this morning. Amen. Normally she's on the line with us. So we just pray that God will continue to bless her and keep her. We pray that God will continue to be her strength. Amen. We pray for healing for her and her husband, that God will continue to heal every part of their body, every part of their life. Amen. I pray that God will fix that is broken, mend it, tear in our souls as well, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, as we lift up to you, we decree and declare victory, because you have given us power and authority that we can decree a thing in our lives and it shall be established. So we decree and declare victory over the life of our sister, our friend. To God be the glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, family. Love you. Thank God for everyone that's on the line today. And I thank you all allowing me to exit out a little bit early today. So, amen. And I thank God for you. I'm going to get on out of here. But again, God bless you. I keep you. Keep me and my family in prayer. Amen.
Yes, we thank you
for it.
Amen.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Let the word of truth
be the seed that God used to bring a born person harvest into our lives, into your life, as we walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes.
Amen. Because he has redeemed us. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We have overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. So let us live in victory, knowing that beyond a shadow of any doubt, we are triumphed because of what the Lord has done. Amen.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we see, that we are saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. Have a blessed week.
Bless you,
see you all back here on Saturday. Hallelujah.
Have a good day.
Bye. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
One time,
Ooh, just
I wanna hear you say,